Welcome everybody to the first Clarion Temple of Oneness for March of 2013. So let's bring in the unified whole. 000144000 unified whole online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Take a deep breath and feel that frequency shift to the 144th dimensional frequency of oneness. We're going to bring in the platinum net while we're here from Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma, known as the 3Ms. This comes down around our full body system, and as we breathe in, it encases us, and as we breathe out, it is stripped away, taking with it any lower frequency vibrations, thought forms, elements, experiences, interactions, conversations that no longer serve us. We also call upon Saint Germain, the violet flame, to come in from our earth star to our soul star, so that we become the violet flame. And this transforms and continues to work on removing anything that is at a deeper level, whether it be timelines or any parts of our personalities, ego, that need to be removed. We then call upon the pink flame from Paul the Venetian, from our soul star down to our earth star, to fill in any areas that have been removed with love and compassion, regenerative healing, active intelligence, because it knows what to do. Breathe that in, and then we call upon Lord Buddha, the Christ consciousness, to fully encase us, earth star through our heart chakra, out through our crown to the soul star, spinning around us in a clockwise direction. Feel that spinning now. Golden white light forms a pyramidal-like structure around us individually and the group. This is the Merkaba vehicle. We place spiritual mirrors on the outside walls. We have them placed there by the spiritual hierarchy as a gift and a dispensation. And these mirrors face outward and reflect anything that tries to enter back to source that is not of the higher frequency of the unified whole of oneness. So let's bring this energy back down to the fifth, 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, the angelic self, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Breathe that in. Ground it down into Gaia. Picture it going all the way down as roots into the center of the earth, so that these frequencies become her frequencies. Here's Melaresi.
Thank you so much.
Actually, we have some names for tonight to invite to the temple before we set our intentions.
Okay.
And these are mostly from Facebook and from local things that we know of here. A young man named Gabe Cashman was hit by a vehicle, and he's in the hospital, so for him and his family. I saw on Facebook a young boy named Mitch, who was probably age 10 or 12 or maybe 8. Passed over, so for him and his family. For David Binns, father of Judy Satori, passed over as well, so I'm going to ask him to the temple and healing for all the families. And anyone else that needs healing in their physical body, if they are still upon the planet, their higher selves can be asked to go to the temple. And for anyone out of body, we invite all souls that have transitioned over, that Archangel Michael and the team of light want to extend an invitation to be in the overseeing room of the temple. And here is Milarese.
Thanks very much. Another week. The first week of March, this month is going to be another powerful month. We're coming closer towards the spring equinox. The battle between the light and dark is very strong, so it's very important that we continually connect with our higher self, our I Am presence, through each moment of each day to go through the processes that are necessary. So think about, for tonight's call, what it is that you need healing with, what energies you're dealing with, how can you be assisted by the Clarion Temple of Oneness this evening. That is going to form the message that will come forward for us. So let's take a deep breath as Callan rings the bell for us. Feel the vibrational energies of the crystalline bowl as we bring those crystalline energies down from the 144th dimension into our Antarcorona bridge, the rainbow bridge, into our soul star, allowing it to spin in a clockwise manner, moving down into each of the chakras, the crown chakra, breathing after each entryway of the frequencies, the third eye, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, activating the thymus, the seat of your soul. Also with higher cleansing, allow this higher cleansing to come down into your four body system. Of a seafoam green, feel that frequency spinning into your physical body, the etheric, the emotional, and the mental, as these frequencies of light spin down through the limbs, into the ankles and the feet, activating the earth star. The earth star and the soul star now spin simultaneously, creating your Merkaba vehicle of light. Right at the heart and the thymus and the solar plexus, feel the perpendicular column of light, activating the Merkaba vehicle. So you have a double pointed star vertically and horizontally, and that spins as you feel the frequency around you and within you. Breathing deeply, we're now going to travel to the Clarion Temple of Oneness on the multi-dimensional level. We leave the earth plane energies and move into the solar, spinning upwards clockwise into the galactic, the universal, and the multi-universal frequencies. As we enter the atmosphere of the multi-universal level where the Clarion Temple of Oneness resides, we land in a field of flowers. We walk through the flowers. We see the Rainbow Bridge in front of us. As we walk across the Rainbow Bridge, it is our entryway to the Clarion Temple. We see many different souls and spirits and elementals and angels and all beautiful essences of the divine guiding us to the garden pathway as it winds around through the mini forest to the entryway of the temple. We walk up the steps. It's a silverish, bluish type of building. Archangel Michael's warriors are waiting for us at the entryway. We are greeted by Yamtias, our guide for the temple. And it is an amphitheater, so it's an open temple that reaches out into the heavens. As we walk down the steps, there are many souls upon souls. There are many levels to this amphitheater. And we find ourselves walking all the way down to the base level, where the first row of seats is for each of us. Take a moment, adjust your energies to be in this space. As we open up the energies with the angelic essences and then the Divine Mother and Father God and the messenger for this evening. Expand into the oneness that you are, that you are. We of the angelic communication, of the many lights upon lights of the Ophanium, the Cherubim, the Seraphim, also the Elohim, of the many principalities expressed to you in this moment. Allow your heart to shine. Allow the essence within you to open up into the deepest part of your divinity so that you may take that familiar essence and embrace it through the rest of your being, through your physical creation, through your emotional body, your mental body, especially your etheric body, as you are healing deeply on the multi levels to allow the remembrance of whom you are to be fully activated in your own essences, so they can combine together of the human that you are presently, can allow the entryway of all those other aspects that are within this light frequency to be accepted by you within the human body. That is our divine pleasure this evening, to allow that essence to be you deeply. It is our pleasure to express to each of you the beauty of what is occurring in each of these moments, as you wake up more fully every day unto the creation of yourself. Many blessings, and embracing you with the angel wings of light that we are. I am the cosmic great central son of the divine mother and the divine father God. Greetings, loved ones. We are now within a new month upon this year. The third month of the first trimester. You have fared well through the process. Even though you are being challenged greatly in many different ways in your existence upon this earth and allowing the faculties that you have within yourself to accept new experiences, to accept the part of your totality to come into the physical being and for you to fully accept the remembrances, the memories, the essences that have been lost. Because each day you are going through this process of feeling the renewal of your soul in a physical way. It is a blessing for each of you to accept this journey of light into your physical self. And we understand that there is no way to tell exactly how it is happening. Each moment that you experience can be a transition into a time warp. As you allow the parts of yourself to be accepted into your present consciousness of a physical body, this is a great accomplishment. To understand within your mental mind and your emotional body, to allow those essences to be enfolded within you in a new way as the experiences are changing and shifting. What you were before will never be. And each day that you live with this existence of these memories, it will mold you into a new way of existence within your thoughts, how you react, how you feel about things, the people that are in your lives, the way that you do your work, how you create, and how you take those parts and allow them not to affect you in a way that your experiences are becoming newly created each day. This is the reality right now. It is so much of this reality that in each moment you are unaware of what you could be doing, what you are feeling, because you may become involved in the time and the movements that are occurring. It's like you become on a treadmill, and within that treadmill you just keep moving through the processes. And when it's time to stop the treadmill, you turn it off. You step onto the new existence that you are. You allow that energy to unfold within you. And then when it's time to get on the treadmill again, you move forward with what you have learned. Sometimes the treadmill stops for several days. Sometimes it only stops for a few hours. The acceleration of yourself into your physical body, allowing the light that you are to be mastered within the physical creation, is something that is not easily created, not easily accepted, or activated or integrated, whatever words that we can utilize to help you understand the integration that is going on. You are a newborn every day. As long as you keep turning on that treadmill and going to the next level, you will continually be feeling this process. And it is not a bad thing, but sometimes you may need to have the treadmill off for longer than you previously did, because the adjustments that are happening within you need to be activated through your cellular structure of your physical body, not just your etheric body, because your physical body is changing greatly. The organs and the muscles and everything correlated within the physical system, the nervous system and all the glandular systems, all the inner workings within the body are existing in a completely different level than they ever had previously. This creates a time of adjustment. It's very important to allow these integrations to occur for you so that you can accept the new levels of wisdom that are coming to you from the past timelines that you're remembering. Your etheric body is healing through this process internally, continually. This is what walking in the pathway of mastership means. As you are bringing our light, God's light, into your creation, it is coming through your breath, it is coming through your visions, it is coming through your thought processes, it is coming through your existence of purification. This is something that you have never experienced physically before. And each of you will be experiencing it quite differently because of whom you are, your DNA, your makeup, your genetics, your timelines as a soul, because a lot of your past timelines are created through the timeline presently. So what you have molded yourself to be from those previous timelines are coming into you. It is up to you to decide how you feel about that past timeline. Is it something that you need to change? Do you need to remove some of those aspects? This is what March represents. If you allow yourself to have the awareness within your physical creation, and by physical creation, we mean your mental thoughts, your emotional feelings, and how your body is feeling. It's very important to allow yourself to transition through these elements. And if something feels uncomfortable, but it is a characteristic that you have held within your consciousness or your life since you can remember, and it's something you do not like, then that is a timeline that you must change. Because it will take you down a road that is not part of the mastery program. You can still be a light worker, but it will be of a much lesser degree. But the mastery pathway will not be the major source of your substantial essence being created within your physical structure. So this month also represents time to fully communicate with your higher self. Is your lower self in alignment with the higher self? Or are there conflictions within your lower self? Are there elements within the lower self that fully have not been activated? Are there elements within the higher self that have not been integrated? This is a month to allow the light and the dark that is within you to become whole. So we take a moment and reflect back on where you have come from. So it's important to take some moments and reflect back on the years as much as you can remember. And the parts that you can't remember are not necessary, because your higher self has blended them with the higher frequencies, which means there is not an issue for you to reflect upon. If a thought comes up to you and it becomes very strong and is something that you experienced a very long time ago or maybe just yesterday, and it bothers you, this is when you must bring the light to blend within the dark. Because each of you are experiencing these faculties within you. The previous timelines are being activated within you to either be released or embraced. And this is what you must realize, what is occurring within this month. There will be many activations, because what truly is happening is the reflection of December and the activations that you felt at that time are going to be magnified. And they have been magnified through each month. As there is more availability of light frequencies coming into the planet, as the rainbow of lights from the elders that represent the 12 rays of God. And these particles of light are for everyone. But those of you that are stepping into the mastery level of acceptance and allowing your body to become a fifth dimensional frequency are walking into a space that none have ever done. Masters have done it on their own, but none in group consciousness like this. So it's important to reflect on the good and the bad that is occurring for you, and to utilize your tools to allow them to blend into the oneness that is being created within your consciousness. As your three minds of your conscious, your subconscious, and your superconscious all blend into that higher mind. As your four bodies of the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual all blend together, activating the etheric body in a new and different way. This is why you are accelerating as you are. This is why your body is feeling different frequencies. It is either rejecting or accepting energies. It is up to you, through your own higher self, to understand what is happening within you, within each moment. And this is the greatest challenge that you could be experiencing presently. We stand with you this evening within this temple to embrace you deeply for accepting these challenges within your consciousness. Many experiences that you are going through presently are remembrances of what you have done as a soul in the afterlife and in between lifetimes. And it's a matter of your physical body being able to accept the memories, to accept the changes and the experiences that are happening. You're becoming more fully integrated within your creation as you are taking your ascension process of what you have experienced as a soul on the many levels of creation and allowing that experience to be recreated in your physical existence so that you can remember. So you are de-ascending from your highest purpose of your I Am presence into the physical creation. That is something that is beyond the comprehension of the human mind, of the creations and creations of lifetimes, and the levels of the dimensional frequencies coming into your physical existence. Now, you must understand that the physical body can only accept what it can in increments of space and time. So it's important to reflect in each moment and allow your communication with your higher self, whether it be consciously, whether it be through writing to your higher self, whether it be through the dream state. It's important to practice the element of breath, and allowing the breath of your higher self to be integrated within your physical creation, because it is something that needs to be acquired because of the period of time that you are living and your consciousness. It is awakened. You cannot do anything except receive it now, because you have allowed yourself to be awakened. It's what you do with those memories and those feelings during this awakening process. So the deeper levels that you go into, the more that you will receive. And allowing the superconscious to blend with the subconscious, so the programming that you have had in this lifetime and other lifetimes is not activated unless it is of the highest presence of God's light that is growing within each of you. We share this knowledge this evening because we think it's an important aspect to assist each of you in an understanding of what exactly is occurring within your ascension process. The body is struggling to try and figure it out, to try and understand. You cannot. All you can be is still. And allow that stillness to run through every part of your molecular structure, of your cellular structure, of the particles that make up your physical body, the elements of your mind, the elements of your emotions, as the masculine and the feminine divine become one essence. And this is something that is not acquired overnight. We speak about it continually because we want to help you to understand that the more that you incorporate each time that you listen, the more that you will accept that you are this being of light. You are the master of the many. And that is your role as a group consciousness of this temple. To show that you have the light within you to expand and to fully break down the barriers that have kept you in ignorance, that have put you in spaces of not understanding, that have created you to have masks of acting like someone that you truly are not. Allow the core of your onion to be stripped down into the essence of your heart, so the tears that you exhale out of your physical existence are the tears of joy and knowing within yourself the depth of your ability to fully accept more and more and more. We share in this moment the compassion and the ability to share with you acceptance of each of these moments. This month is going to take you into a turnstile of light frequency that you must direct it within yourself as you see fit. Remember, you are creating your reality through your higher self. So look within yourself as the changes are occurring. You have the ability to flourish. You have the ability to manifest. You have the ability to have all of the elements you desire. But you must look deeply into the particles of the darkness that are hidden into little corners that you have safely put there from your soul's essence. Not your psychological self of the physical, of the mental body, or the emotional body, but your soul that has traveled through the existence of many levels of creation, and you are awakening into that as you become the multidimensional self. And the best advice that we can give is to surrender into that essence. Don't fight it. Even when it is at its most challenging point. And that is very crucial because you're at a climatic motion. That the energy is shifting within you so deeply that if you don't allow yourself to move through it, then you will still hold on to those old beliefs, those old thoughts, those old emotions that have kept you in bondage. And they are not highlighted within God's light. Now is the time for you to be the flower in full bloom. We're not there yet on a season level, but this is what we're coming to. The depthness of your soul is awakening. Allow it to unfold into the presence of your accepted changes. As you allow the threefold flame of the feminine, the masculine, and the God essence that you are to be activated within you. Let us help you with this right now. Surrender and balance. Stop when you need to and move forward when it is necessary. It's an inner check system. And you are your destiny. So it's important for you to realize when something is not working, to change it. When something is working, to flow with it and embrace it.
I.
Breathe deeply. What this activation represents is the blending of the light and the dark within you, feeling the high parts, allowing the low parts to blend with the high parts, and actually feel the centeredness within your heart center right now. Feel the fluctuation. Now, when you are feeling not at ease with what is occurring within you, you utilize the rays to assist you. Utilize the pink flame to give you calmness, or the crystalline light of balance and harmony, allowing yourself to move into new aspects of yourself. Use the blue flame of the will and power, accepting your inner devotion of the ruby and the gold. All these aspects, finding the science behind what you were experiencing. And that what that truly means is accepting that God's essence in each of us, of Divine Mother and Father God, is working through you. If you move all these essences within this creator structure, this is where the ceremonial structure comes in. It allows those frequencies that all that survive and integrate within each other to help one another. You will be challenged this month greatly. And I know that you are already being challenged. But you must take the moments that you feel the bliss, that you feel the joy of the earth, that you feel the sky and the energy is very calm and balanced. Embrace those moments, because when you do feel the fluctuations of uneasiness coming into you, it is because something else needs to be removed. So accept the highs and the lows of the energies that you're going to be feeling, and allowing the fluidness of going higher and then coming lower. Eventually, we're going to be feeling the balance, because at the spring equinox, that is the flowering that is going to happen to each of you. Everyone is not the same, and their flowering process will be different depending on the level of initiation, the level of acceptance that they are bringing into their consciousness. We cannot put everyone into one ball of light and say everyone is ascending at the same time. It is not possible because of your timelines, because of what you have done previously. How long have you been awakened? What have you done in other timelines to assist you or de-assist you? It's huge what is occurring. And we of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God are embracing each of you, are walking with each of you, and will assist you greatly through this process. We thank you for allowing it to be, to step forward and experiencing it, so it will be easier for others. We, the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun, bless you, hold you, and embrace you in the depthness of our hearts to yours. Thank you, dearest children. We are one. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am, I am, I am, I am, I am. Let's take a deep breath. A lot of talk from me. Cosmic energies this evening, the feeling Divine Mother and Father God just trying to help us understand. If you tap into your higher self, you may have already received this wisdom in another way, and allow it to flow within your consciousness, allowing your super consciousness to blend with the other minds, your higher self, and feel that surfacing right within your heart, as now we bring forth a very special guest. Greetings. I am Mahatma Gandhi. It is my pleasure to express to each of you in this moment that you are the change. You are the light. You are the unity divine. Seeing each of you go through these stages that you are experiencing is beyond the aspect of my consciousness. And I also embrace you. Many changes since I was upon the earth. Wonderful changes, some of them not so wonderful. But the catastrophic events mold the wondrous events to create that totality of oneness upon the earth. In order for something to be beautiful, it must erupt out of the consciousness. Beauty comes in many forms. As we express within ourselves, we would like to have our inner peace and see that inner peace stand amongst all beings. That is not possible at this time, but it is probable. Because you have the ability to understand within yourself what does not fit in the beauty and the growth that you are. In order for something to rise, it must fall. That is the way of universal law. That has been the way upon the earth. That in order to find the depthness within your heart, you must be able to expand all aspects into that light. And that is the hardest task to acquire, because it is raw. It is vulnerable. And it hurts. But if you allow the ability to accept God's light in all facets of your wisdom, your truth, your serenity, your compassion, your balance, your abilities to see through elements, it creates that inner devotion. As shared by Divine Mother and Father God, each of these frequencies of the rays of God are imbued upon the offset of energy that is occurring. Then beyond the seven rays of God, as you move in to that frequency of accepting your higher self within your physical body, This is where the true change occurs, because your body becomes more accustomed to the light. You allow your feminine and your masculine to understand each other. You start to walk from the old aspect into the new. And then you find the Christ within. And beyond that, it's even deeper. The Christ consciousness came onto this planet in massive form in December. And many think nothing changed, because they expected physical events to occur around them. They expected the catastrophic changes. They expected the beauty. They expected destruction and reconstruction. But in actuality, this is occurring within each every individual upon this planet to make it a better environment as the light and the dark comes together. The higher supreme beings of the light decided that earth shall not perish, that earth shall grow, that Gaia will be able to blend with her beloved Terra Christa, that they will mold into each other. But she cannot do this on her own, so every individual person upon the planet must be able to accept a higher part of themselves in order for her to accept this consciousness. She knows he is there, just as many of you know that you have a beloved, but not quite ready to receive it. It is exactly the same thing. Those that have received their beloveds work diligently together to be that creation of that partnership. And those that do not, it is just another step in their journey. But the creation of this balance must occur with every individual person first, before we can have that unity of oneness. We see it occurring around the world. We see that it is happening. We allow it to be. And there are positive changes. Elements are being perished. But it's going to take a long time, much longer than you would like to think. So how do you assist? By allowing the divine light that you are to enfold within you, so that your soul, your higher self, your I Am presence can be fully activated within your physical existence. Because the more light frequency you allow to come into your physical existence, it is expanding into Gaia. So those parts around the world are healing deeply from the frequency of light that you are bringing forth into yourself. It is a proven fact from my own essence that you must be strong. And when you are faced with destruction, when you are faced with a truth that you do not align with, allow yourself to move into that higher truth. We need each of you to expand into your own truth, into God's truth, into the representation of being a master upon this earth. those like myself that did not walk the world of metaphysics in the way that you are, do not infuse it as you are doing. But it is a necessary part of creation between your mind, your higher mind, your heart, and your higher heart, to fully understand within yourself what it is that will make you better, what it is that will make you more serene, what it is that will make you more peaceful, because there are still many of a vast majority that are not and will not. So you must be stronger. You must be more fulfilled with the light that you are within yourself, and make those necessary changes. I tell you that I embrace you, but I do not envy you at this time of creation upon this planet. You have chosen to step in this role, and it's important for you to understand as much as you can from your highest wisdom and allow it to flow into your physical creation. You cannot let the lower self do be in control. And this is the highest challenge that any of you will be going through. And the deeper we go through this process together with Gaia, the deeper you will be asked to move into your own essence. You are the change. You are creating that change. You are accepting the change within you. And we, of the inner plane levels, of the many masters of light, are with you. Not physically, but we are within you in this moment and all moments. So remember these elements through this month, when you will be challenged to face the darkest demons of yourself. When you will be constantly be reminded of your thoughts, when you must remember your purest essence of heart and change what does not fit. These are the greatest challenges at this time. Depending upon the work that you are doing within yourself will mold what the creation of the light of the spring equinox that comes forth. You are battling many demons upon this earth, around the earth, physical demons, unseen demons, because everyone wants to be in the earth's atmosphere at this time. We choose this not to be a battle of the light and the dark. We ask it to be a victory of God's light upon this earth. And each of you are experiencing it presently within yourselves. So at this time, we'd like to give a blessing of my light unto each of you, so that you can find in each moment of your challenges the peace that you are. The peace of light, of the multidimensional self, of all those aspects in all those timelines that you have wanted to receive and be part of this creation. And you are. Take these moments and reflect the purest element of your creation that you have ever, ever allowed to be within your existence, physically, consciously, as you affect millions and millions to receive the same. For a blessing of every individual receiving this chant, receiving the essence of a peaceful blessing in their existence. Ame, 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 nam, omni, ame, 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 ame. Let it blend into your full body system. Take it in through your earth stars. Everyone in the temple right now looks. Allow this essence to go to the earth. Let us give peace unto the earth. Let us allow every individual to feel the oneness of God's light within themselves. That is the creation that everyone needs to feel right now to create oneness upon the earth. Ame, 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 breathing deeply. Now feel the existence of your energy. I give you this blessing as it is a piece of my soul unto each of you. Excuse me. Ami, 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 om. Ami, 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 om. Ami, 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 om. In God's light, we are one. I extend my essence of peace unto each of you during these moments of change and creation. I am deeply honored. I am Mahatma Gandhi as I walk with each of you. Let's take a deep breath. It's now time for us to leave the temple. I thank Mahatma Gandhi, I thank Divine Mother and Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun and the Angelic Presences for assisting us this evening. Please utilize this meditation through this month. I believe it will help us tremendously. So we walk up the steps, we see the many souls upon souls. Everyone has a beautiful, peaceful feeling around their aura. Allow yourself to just incorporate that within you. You may acknowledge anyone else that you choose anywhere around this temple. just by thinking about them. As we walk up to the steps, we're greeted by Yam Tias, who is our guide of the temple. And Archangel Michael's warriors, as we step down the steps to the garden pathway, walking through the mini forest, across the rainbow bridge. Let's take a deep breath and let's just activate our Merkaba vehicle of light by spinning our star in the soul star. We're going to go downwards and descend this energy back down to the earth from the multi-universal level into the universal level, the galactic level, through the solar, and then within the earth plane, and then go into your separate locations. Feel yourself coming down into your body. If you want to breathe and just bring your hips down to where you're sitting and push on your knees and allow your feet to go into the floor and push these energies into Gaia. Feeling the flowering of your light within your heart center. I am Christine Malarese with Mike Caden with Walking Terra Christa. Thank you for joining us for this amazing journey this evening.
Thank you, everyone.